So we have a preaching topic this morning, and it will be strive to enter in. Strive to enter in. Amen. We live in a time it is easy to just fold up and give up. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, we must strive. And when you think of striving, what do you think of? Amen. I think of working diligently. Amen. Putting forth effort. Praise God. Amen. Every day ain't going to be Sunday. I'm here to tell you. I don't care how close you is with God. We all going to have some good days and some bad days. We all going to have some trying times. But I'm so grateful to alert you this morning. Whatever times you in, God, as long as he appear on the thing, we know everything going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. And I want to turn now in the Word. Let's see what the Word say. Let's turn to St. Luke. Pray with us, church. We want to read St. Luke, the 13th chapter. And we want to read verses 22 through 24. The Bible says, and he went through, meaning Jesus, the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord. You know, notice, if the Lord is anywhere around, you know, he's a powerful man. And when you see Jesus walking, most folks have questions for him. He wants to know some things. How many know it's good to ask the Lord questions? He can answer every question and work out every problem. Amen. But the Word said, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Praise the Lord. So that is our thought this morning. Amen. In times like these, times that we're living in, I'm sure to say we are living in crucial times. We're living in serious times. We're living in perilous times, and things try to shake us, and things try to move us, and things try to stop us. But I'm here to tell you, church, we got to keep moving on. We got to strive. We got to go right on in the name of the Lord. Praise God. We, you know, it's easy just to give up and say, man, I can't take it no more. It's just too much for me. Praise God. Amen. But we got to know, if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. We got to know, amen, I'm going to go on anyhow, because my faith and my trust is in the Lord. Amen. And he won't leave you. The Bible said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm here to tell you, he'll be with us until the end. So praise God. So keep going on. Keep striving. Amen. Keep moving. Praise God. Don't let nothing stop you. Praise God. I know, amen, we living in a time where things are just going south, and amen, look like it ain't going forward. Look like it's backing up. But I want to tell you, we want to keep our minds on the Lord. We don't want to miss out. Amen. Do you know it's easy to miss it? You got to maintain. Let us all say maintain. Amen. Anything you want, you have to maintain. Amen. Even your vehicle, Sometimes people drive vehicles and don't keep, have upkeep and don't keep it up and praise God and just let it just, amen, just drive and never check the oil, never, amen, pull it over and make sure you got good tire pressure and make sure everything just ticking okay. No, you just want to just drive it. Long as that thing will start you moving. The only time you're concerned is when it's quick. Amen. Well, I'm here to tell you there ain't no way to keep a vehicle. And there ain't no way to maintain your salvation either. Praise God. We got to keep our heads in the word. We got to keep our minds on the Lord. The Bible said, who mind is stayed on thee, he will what? Keep thee in perfect peace. Praise God. Amen. I know life how challenging. Amen. We living in challenging times. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, we got to keep moving. We got to keep going on anyway. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes people leave you. Amen. Sometimes it's just so easy to give up, but we got to give in to the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. And sometimes that devil, he'll try to just do everything to make you quit. Amen. Make you try to throw the towel in. Amen. Make you feel like just giving up all. But I don't want to give up all. The only thing I want to give up all is to Jesus. Amen. Whatever it takes, Lord, I'm going to go right on. How many know that, church? Do you mean what you're doing in here this morning? I said, do you mean what you're doing in here this morning? Are you just dragging along? Or just, amen, just whatever. Yeah, some folks said, just whatever, amen. Ah, we got to be determined. Amen. I say we got to be determined. Praise God. We that song we sing, sister, amen, we ain't going to allow nothing here to hinder us. Praise God. Things going to try to hinder us and things going to try to stop us, but we got to keep right on going on anyhow. Praise God. I mean what I'm doing up here this morning. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will. I said I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, but God will give me the victory if I keep going on. Praise God. You want victory this morning? Keep pushing. Keep moving on. Keep going on in the name of the Lord. How many know a quitter will never win? And a winner will never quit. Praise God. We got to strive. We got to keep moving. We got to go on anyhow. Praise God. Amen. I had a misfortune that happened to me on this week. Praise God. Amen. A serious thing went on with me and my grandsons. We was in the my ice cream truck, and my ice cream truck caught a fire. Praise God. But thank God the Lord allowed us all to, amen, to be able to get out of that truck. Praise God. Safely. Hey, God, good. The devil would have been glad to have us all destroyed and burn up, but look at God. Amen. I said, look at God. He was right there in the midst of the fire. Come on, somebody. Praise God. It seemed like when we got out, praise God, me and my grandboy, seemed like when we got out, right after we got out, that's when that flame just really got in a rage. Praise the Lord. Look at the power of God. Yes, I will miss my truck. Yes, I'm disappointed, but I'm knowing that God going to provide, amen, what the devil tried to take from me. Come on, somebody. Praise God. He going to give me even better. Hello in here. Amen. I don't have to worry about nothing because my God shall provide. Praise God. I'm going to go on anyhow. Praise God. With my head lifted up. That's what I preach. And that's what I got to live. Praise God. Because, amen. Because we don't never know when our day going to come. Hello in here. But we got to be determined to go right on. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I know we have opportunities just to quit and to give in to the devil and, amen, to give up. But I'm here to tell you, don't you do it. All right, let's turn now. Amen. I'm talking about striving, church. Amen. Be encouraged. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I want to tell you, whatever's going on in your life, turn it over to God. God is the answer. He can work it out. Praise God. I know we just look around with the world crisis. Praise God. It just, some people just stunned, just can't do nothing, can't go nowhere, just feel like they just lost and undone. But I'm here to tell you, get up. Brush off. Do what God intends for you to do. God is on your side. Be encouraged, whatever you're facing. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right. Praise God. Let's turn over here to Ecclesiastes, please. Thank the Lord. Good in this place. I thank the Lord. All right. Ecclesiastes. All right. We want to go to the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes, please. The 9th chapter. Praise God. And we got a scripture there. Amen. We want to read at the 11th verse. It said, I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Praise God. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in a evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of man snared in a evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. But my thought here on this verse is the first standard of this verse. It said here, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Amen. It is to the one that will what? Continue until the end. Praise God. So I'm going to let you know, amen, we all in this race, amen, and we got to keep moving. Praise God. If you're going to win, amen, if you're going to win, amen, you can't just get in this race slow poking around. Amen. If you're going to win, you got to get in there, amen, to win. Praise God. Amen. When something confronts you, you just keep going right on. Hey, come on, somebody. Amen. You don't let nothing stop you. You kind of like a bulldozer. You know what a bulldozer is? Anything in its way, he's going to push it down. Amen. It could be a big tree. It could be, amen, wood, whatever it may be. Amen. It's going to go right down. Come on, somebody. Get out of my way. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. Praise God. Please don't hinder me. Please don't try to stop me, because I'm going on. Amen. Amen. I said, I'm going on. Amen. Amen. We're in a race. We're in this Christian race. And it's the devil's job to try to trip us. I can see him trying to put that old, pull his old feet out and try to trip us. Amen. So we can fall. Amen. This race ain't going to always be easy. Sometimes you may fall. What you going to do? Wallow? Get up. Come on, sister. That's what I'm talking about. Get up and start again. Amen. God is for you. God is on your side. Look up to the hill anyhow. Amen. We ain't got to be weary in well-doing. Come on, what did he tell his disciples? What did he tell his disciples? He comforted his disciples with the wonderful words. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are what? Many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone. Praise the Lord. That's good news. He's gone. But he's going to come back again and receive us unto himself. Praise God. Is you got your ticket? Amen. Your ticket in your hand? Or you got to go find it? Come on, somebody. We got to put the ticket in our hand. Praise God. I got my ticket. Praise God. You want to fly somewhere? Amen. When you go to the airport, you can't go and say, you standing up there, the man say, where's the ticket? Oh, you know what? Let's see. I believe I left it in the car. Hello. I left it at home. Guess what? You ain't going nowhere. Hello. You're going to have a ticket. I'm going to say we got to make sure we got the ticket to glory world. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't want to. Amen. Get left behind. Praise God. That's a bad feeling. You ever got left somewhere you wanted to go and somebody left you? Come on, somebody. That's a bad feeling. Ain't you? You thought you were going to go to New York. Your friends told you to be ready at 12 o'clock noon. And you slow poking around and you there at 2 o'clock. And your ride done left. You up there saying, where's my ride? Somebody said, they gone. Come on, somebody. Slow poking around ain't don't pay. We got to put forth effort. We got to strive. We want to win. We want to win. Do I have any winners in here this morning? Praise God. How many know we all winners? Amen. You might raise your hand. You're a winner. Hello in here. And guess what? And we got the winning ticket. Huh? Come on, somebody. And we undefeated. The Lord ain't never lost a battle. He ain't never lost. When you get involved with him, you're always going to win. I don't care how I look. The devil wants me to be sad. The devil wants me to look down and be wearied in the journey. But no, I'm a winner. Come on, somebody. I'm on the winning side. I'm going on anyhow. I don't care what go and come. It ain't nothing going to stop me. It ain't nothing going to stop you. Because God is in you. Praise God. He never promised us that we going to be on the mountaintop all the time. Amen. We got to learn. We got to get in the valley. What is the valley? When you having problems and struggles and, amen, look like confusion and things ain't working right. That's all right. That makes us stronger. That makes us get an anchor in God. Amen. I thank God for the valley. Because you know what? The Lord is still in the valley. Amen. There's peace. Come on, somebody. In the valley. Amen. There's joy. Amen. Joy unspeakable. And fruit. I said, and full of glory in the valley. Praise God. I don't have to weep. Amen. I might weep a while, but weeping and do for a short time. But joy. Come on, somebody. It's going to come in the morning. Amen. I got joy down in my soul. Amen. That's why I act like I act. That's why I do like I do. Because I don't have to be fretful. I don't have to be troubled. Amen. Because my God. Amen. I'm not trying to be selfish this morning. Saying my God. But he's your God too. But I'm just talking about me now. You can talk about you later. But my God will supply. Huh? How many know he got a supply house? Anything you need is in that house. Do you need any joy? It's in the house. Do you need any peace? It's in the house. Do you need any greatness? It's in the house. And do you need any healing? It's in the house. Whatever you need is in the house. in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I'm gone. He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. I said, I will. He said, I will come again and receive you into the house of the Lord. Amen. Isn't that good news? Amen. Why are we worrying? Why are our face all toe up? Why, church, dear ones, why we can't hardly get out of bed from day to day? Because you don't want to face society. Get up. Look and see anything. Amen. Do a 360 degree turn. Look at it. Yes, it's a mess, but God can bring success. Hello. Won't he do it? Amen. I said, won't he do it? I can preach because I know what he can do. He done it for me, and he's doing it for me right now. Hello. Praise God. When you jobless, he's still God. When you're homeless, he's still God. When you're sickless, he's still God. Amen. Don't matter what condition you may be in, God can do the impossibles. What looked impossible for you is all right, Brother, with God. Amen. Can I get a witness with that? Amen. What looked impossible is just right for God to start it on. Praise God. Amen. So I thank the Lord. All right, let's move on now. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If we got a mind to strive this morning. Amen. We got a mind to not let nothing stop us. We ready to run this race. Amen. Is we ready to run it without in vain? Praise God. Come on, somebody. All right. Someone give me 1 Corinthians. Amen. We're getting ready to move on through here now. Someone give me 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 24th verse. Praise God. Amen. And then I want someone else, praise ye the Lord, to get me, amen, Luke, the 9th chapter and the 62nd verse. Praise God. Amen. And then the last scripture will be coming from, amen, 2 Timothy. Amen. Not 1 Timothy, but I said 2 Timothy. The 4th chapter, verses 7 and 8. Praise God. Amen. Lord is good. All right. Who got me 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 27? Now, I want to tell you, we just, amen, talked about the race. And now we're still running. Amen. And y'all got your jogging clothes on? Are you running out here this morning? Are you just sitting still? You're just looking and ain't, amen. Come on, somebody. Let us say it's time to run now. Amen. It's time to run for Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Are you ready to run for Jesus? Come on then. Amen. All right. Who got me 1 Corinthians 9th chapter and the 24th through the 29th verse? What did that say? Now listen here, know ye not, they that run in a race, everybody run. All right. Run out.
But one receives a prize.
Say what, sister?
But one receives the prize.
Look out now, somebody. But one receiveth the prize. So you want to be that one that receiveth the prize. And you can't be slow poking around either. If you really want to run this race for Jesus, you got to be serious. You got to have a well made up mind. You got to run to win. You ain't just running just to beat the air, but you're running to win. Amen. Read now.
And every man that striveth
Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things.
They
do it to attain a corruptible crown. See, amen. That's a natural crown, but we're talking about something far more better. We're talking about a spiritual crown. Read on. Start back over this right there.
Now they do it to attain a corruptible crown.
They do it to attain a corruptible crown.
But we incorruptible. So
we got to run.
Not as uncertainty.
We can't run uncertainty.
So fight on.
Go ahead. We don't want to run as one that's just beating the air, just casually running and slow poking around and picking daisies, stopping and picking daisies by the wayside and amen, stopping and messing around. We ain't got no time for that.
That's
right. Read on.
But I keep under my body.
I keep under my body.
Into subjection.
Uh huh. Amen. Amen. So what I want to say from that scripture there. Let us run to attain. Amen. Run to attain. Run for the incorruptible crown. Amen. Because this corruption crown will fade away. It's just for a short time. But we need that incorruptible crown that will last forever. Amen. It won't rust. It won't fade. Amen. It's real. It's genuine. Amen. But you can't get this crown by just slow poking around. You got to get on fire. You got to get going on in the name of the Lord. Praise God. I remember back in the day, I used to run track. Can you believe it? Amen. And when you run track, they don't want you to have an overcoat on and some Tim's boots. Amen. They want you to have light clothes on. Some folks have shorts and t-shirts and, shoes or running shoes. So you know there's a difference in running shoes and walking shoes. Come on, somebody. Amen. Everybody had a running shoes on. And everybody trying to win the prize. Praise God. So I want to tell you this morning in the fear of the Lord. Let's get into the race. And let us stay focused. My next scripture will let you know how to stay focused. Amen. Not my next scripture, but I got another scripture over here. Amen. That will let us know when you put your hand on the plier, the gospel plier, you don't look back. The Bible said you ain't fit for the kingdom. Have you ever seen anybody run the race looking back? They won't attain the prize. You got to keep your eyes on the mark. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. And he is beckoning us. He is telling us, come on. You can make it. He is saying, come unto me. All ye labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. How many know he's a rest giver? Man, the Lord rest me this week so good. And I ain't talking about resting in the bed either. He brought rest to my soul. He brought rest to my mind. He said, Brother Leonard, everything's going to be all right. You don't have to worry. I got you. I got you. Everything's going to be just fine. See, I love the Lord. He take care of his children. And he take care of his people. Praise God. All right. Who got the next scripture? Is that Is that Luke 9:62? Who got that? St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Yes, yes. The 62nd verse.
Yes.
Yes.
And Jesus said unto him.
Listen, listen. And Jesus. Now when Jesus speaks, everybody need to listen. Bible said, and Jesus said unto him.
No man.
Having put his hand to the plow.
And looking back.
Is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. That's why a lot of time we ain't striving. Because we're looking back at what's happened back there. Gazing back at something don't mean you no good. That's making you not progress. Amen. You can't drive looking back. You can't run looking back. Amen. You can't serve the Lord looking back. Looking back doesn't pay. We got to look to the hill. We got to look forward. Forward, forward is the battle cry. Look to Jesus. Praise the Lord. You remember Sister Locke? Sister Locke. Do you know Lot's wife?
Yeah. Oh, I got you now. Yeah, she looked back.
Yes.
She looked back, yeah.
Did she look back?
Yeah, she looked back. She looked back,
Lot. To the wicked city, Sodom and Gomorrah.
She looked back, yeah.
Amen. And the Lord told her to leave out of the city. But she decided to let flesh take in. I can kind of imagine how she was feeling. You know, I'm leaving my first cousin. I'm leaving my relatives and all my family in that wicked city that's going to be destroyed. So I'm pretty sure she was trying to look back and see if she see any of them, if she can get them out of there. But don't do the Lord a favor when the Lord said, go, you go. You get out of that wicked city and don't look back. When that blazing fire was coming from that ice cream truck, amen. I was looking back. Amen. Because I said, man, I left some valuables, items on that truck. I had my keys. All my keys is gone. My cash box and all my cash is gone. So in your mind, you kind of looking back. I said, the devil, you are a liar. I might be looking back, but I ain't going back in there. It got good in here.
Amen.
Amen. But looking back doesn't pay. Because a lot of times when you look back, you're eventually going to go back. And that's why the danger, not even look back. Keep focus on the Lord. Peter, you remember Peter walking? He was doing a good job. Won't he? As long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was walking on the water. But the Bible said he took his eyes off. Some people were saying he looked over here to the right. He looked down. He looking at the waves. I don't know where he was looking, but I do know he took his eyes off the Lord. And if you take your eyes off the Lord, what's going to happen? You're going to sink. Huh? Come on, somebody. So let us stay focused. Let us keep our eyes on Jesus. A lot of times to keep your eyes on Jesus, you can't know about all your surroundings. You know, sometimes we want to know too much what's going around us. And a lot of times that ain't no good. But let's keep our minds on the Lord. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So we want to keep our mind on the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And he will keep us in what? Perfect peace. Thank the Lord. All right. Thank you, Lamisha, for that scripture. All right. Now we're going to read. We're going to come to conclusion now. We're going to our last scripture over here in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, praise God. I didn't say 1 Timothy, but I said 2 Timothy, amen. Can you get that? 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, praise God, verses 7 and 8. Read, please.
I have fought a good fight.
Now, hold on before we get there. Now, this is upon conclusion. Amen. After we done strived and after we done ran and run in the race, we need to have a testimony at the end. We need to have a testimony at the finishing line. Now, this is what you need to say, as Paul said, I have what? We want to be able to say this. I have fought a good fight.
I have finished my course.
I didn't waver. I kept striving. I kept the faith.
Henceforth,
there is laid up for me
a crown of righteousness.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge,
shall give me at that day. And not to me only. But unto all them also
that love his appearing. Amen. How many love his appearing?
Yes.
Praise God. Yes, I do. I love his appearing. Yes. So let us, upon conclusion, to have that last final testimony that we did things right.
Yes.
I have fought a good fight.
Yes.
I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I did all the requirements of the Lord. I didn't come short. See, too many people's coming up short. Come on, somebody. We don't want to come up short. We want the Lord to say you did okay. You did a good job. Well done, brothers and sisters. Well done, brothers and sisters. Come enter into the joys of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So, let us strive. You get the point now? Do you get the message? Let us strive to enter in. Amen. So, we don't have no time to be slack. We don't have no time to be slothful. On the time we have, it is getting more and more like the Lord